The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Peter approached Jesus and asked him, Lord, if my brother sins against me, how often must I forgive? As many as 7 times. Jesus answered, I say to you, not 7 times, but 77 times. That is why the kingdom of heaven may be likened to a king who decided to settle accounts with his servants. When he began the accounting, a debtor was brought before him who owed him a huge amount. Since he had no way of paying it back, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife, his children, and all his property in payment of the debt. At that, the servant fell down, did him homage, and said, be patient with me, and I will pay you back in full. Moved with compassion, the master of that servant let him go and forgave him the loan. When that servant had left, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him a much smaller amount. He seized him and started to choke him, demanding, pay back what you owe. Falling to his knees, his fellow servant begged him, be patient with me, and I will pay you back. But he refused. Instead, he had the fellow servant put in prison until he paid back the debt. Now, when his fellow servant saw what had happened, they were deeply disturbed and went to their master and reported the whole affair. His master summoned him and said to him, you wicked servant, I forgive you your entire debt because you begged me to. Should you not have had pity on your fellow servant as I had pity on you? Then, in his anger, his master handed him over to the torturers until he should pay back the whole debt. So will my heavenly Father do to you, unless each of you forgives your brother and sister from your heart. The Gospel of the Lord. Spend a long time thinking about the readings from the Mass and what you're going to say or when you come down here. And I often find just coming in here to the church and just tasting the atmosphere, and as I was saying at the beginning of Mass, just walking up the aisle this morning, you feel inspired in many ways. And what I said at the beginning of Mass fits in very nice with the reading from the Gospel this morning. The theme of the Gospel today is about forgiveness. And so I want you maybe to look at forgiveness in a totally new way, or the way Jesus forgave people. in a little while we'll all stand and we will pray that beautiful prayer that the Lord taught us, the Our Father, or the Lord's Prayer. And during that prayer we will say, forgive us our trespasses as we, as. So I want to concentrate on the word as. And so that begs the question, how did Jesus forgive? How did Jesus forgive? Now very often when I, maybe, or you, forgive somebody, we do so in a condescending manner and in a big-hearted way. And so, and what happens is the other person that we forgive, they don't feel all that wonderful after we walk away. We come down and say, oh, I forgive you for what you did the other day or for what you did last week. That wasn't the way Jesus forgave. Forgiveness is based on truth and on loyalty. Now, what do we mean? Can I explain that in a few words? Well, I'll try. I'll do my best. The way to really forgive is to look at that person in the eye, rather than, oh, I forgive you the other day for what you did. Not even looking at the person doesn't achieve anything. But look at the person in the eye. Pause for a moment. It's based on truth and loyalty. And look at that person. And that person is a good person. A good person who failed in some ways. Now, while saying that, when people come to me in confession, and I'm sorry most people today don't come to confession, and they often wonder why, do you feel you don't need forgiveness? I need forgiveness on a continual basis, and I'm sure you do. But when somebody comes to confession to me, I'm not remotely interested in what they have done wrong or what sin they have committed. I'm not remotely interested. All I'm interested is in sending out that person with their dignity and self-worth restored, if that makes sense. With their dignity and self-worth restored. Because most people, especially when they fail in some ways, have a very poor self-worth. And the real aim of forgiveness is to restore or to help that person to regain their self-worth, which is often crusted over by a self-hatred. I think a lot, it's amazing all the people who hate themselves. Now, you can never really love anybody. You can never really forgive anybody if you have an image like that of yourself, because your own failings are magnified in somebody else. And that's why I think a lot of people think confession is just about the forgiveness of sins. It's not. It's much more to do with healing. Christ was much more into healing than forgiving sins. So, give you a couple of examples. Picture Mary Magdalene. She's dragged before Jesus. She's humiliated. She probably feels worthless. Absolutely worthless. And there she is before Jesus, a man. And she's a woman. Can you imagine how she felt? Just pause for a moment and think. And think what happened, Mary, in that encounter with Jesus. How she went away feeling a new woman. Somebody believes in me. That's part of forgiveness. To look the person in the eye and say, I believe in you. You're a good person. I believe in you. That's what Jesus, that was the way Jesus forgave. I'm kind of sad that people don't see that aspect of confession. There's a little story, and you know, when I tell you, you'll see maybe she had a point. There was this little old lady living in Dublin who used to go to confession every single week. And every week she would say to that, now she was 80 or 90 at the time, and she would say to the priest, I committed adultery. And the priest would say, have you confessed that before? And she would say, oh yes, Father, many, many times. Well, there's no need to confess it again. I know, Father, but sure, I like talking about it. And that, well, she had a point. She had a point. She felt healed. She didn't really need to mention that again, but she was still conscious of the fact that she had taught it and she was, you know, forgiven. And so when you forgive somebody, you make them feel good rather than making yourself feel good. Does that make sense? That's the whole point, the whole idea of when you forgive somebody. You restore their self-worth, their good image of themselves, so that they go away feeling, yes, somebody believes in me, somebody has accepted me as I am. And that was the lovely secret of Jesus, really. He never, ever, ever shamed anybody. He never shamed anybody, but he looked them in the eye and said, I believe in you. You are a good person.